Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Tess, Mishnah Gimel. In Ayin, from what do we learn? The Pailetas Shechvas Zeret, which refers to a woman who emits a certain type of Tumah, B'yayim HaShlishi, on the third day she Tumeya, that she's Tameh. Shenemar, for the Pasuk says, in regard to Kabbalah Satar, we wanted all the women to be Tar, so it says, Heyon HaChayinim, you should be prepared, L'Shloishas Yamim, for 3 days. Zakta Mishnah Vaita. Now we know the Halacha, that if it's a matzav of Bikuach Nefesh, not only are we permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, but we're obligated to be Mechal Shabbos. A baby, right after the bris, is considered to be in a matzav of Bikuach Nefesh. We have to take care of the baby. So therefore, it would be okay, let's even, to boil water, to bathe the baby, on the first day after the bris, on the second day after the bris, and not only that, even on the third day after the bris, the baby is still considered to be in danger. Of course, normally you can't cook water on Shabbos. And there may be other complications in regard to bathing someone on Shabbos. But all of these Isurim are lifted when it comes to protecting the baby. Menayin, how do we know, Shemar Chitzin es Hamila, that we are permitted to bathe a baby that just had Bris Mila, the Yoyim HaShlishi, even on day number 3, Shechalius B'Shabbos, of that third day, turned out to be on Shabbos. And for the Mishnah, Shenemar, for the Pasuk says, Vayhi B'Yoyim HaShlishi, and it came to pass on the third day, B'Yoysim Kayavim, that they were in pain. You remember what this Pasuk is referring to? It's when Shimon and Levi went to save Dina. They had the people of Shechem do Bris Mila, and on the third day, when they were in pain, that's when Shimon and Levi went into the town. And we have one more limud in this Mishnah. I'm sure you've already learned that on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special carbon that was brought for the entire Klal Yisrael. And this carbon had 2 goats, one which they shechted, and its blood was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other that was sent out to the wilderness, and it was thrown off a stony mountain. The one that was thrown off the mountain was called the Sar Lazaza. The Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma tells us that the person who led the goat out to the Azazel would take a strip of red wool. He would divide it into two. He would tie one half to the head of the goat and the other half to a rock all the way on top so the people would be able to see it. And then he would push the goat down the mountain. As the goat fell, when Klal Yisrael was Zaycha, the wool would turn white. So it was hard to see the part of the wool that was on the goat. But the other part, the part that was tied to the rock on top, that everyone can see. And when they saw it turn white, there was great simcha, because they knew that their tshuva was accepted, and the Rabbi Hashem was Meichel them and their chatayim. So Zakta Mishnah, Menhayin, how do we know? Shekoshrin, that we tie. Lashon, what's a lashon? Literally, lashon is a tongue. But sometimes we use it to describe a strip, like a narrow strip, like a tongue. So Menayin, from where do we learn? Shekoshrin, they would tie. Lashon shel zahiris, the strip of red wool. B'roish soya mishtaleach, on the head of the goat that is sent down the mountain. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Im yilchate eichem kashane. Klal Yisrael, don't worry. If your sins will be like crimson, that's a kind of shade of red, kashelak yalbinu, they will become white as snow, which is a simon of mechilas avinas.